Welcome to a guided meditation for grief and sadness. At any time during this practice, if it becomes difficult, go back to the breath. Even if you need to pause the practice within the app, do it. Take a break from the session and bring yourself back to the breath. Don't allow yourself to become lost in thought or allow your mind to get away from the practice. This is where a lot of suffering can begin to manifest. Instead, bring yourself back to the breath and the rising and falling sensations of the breath. And now find your seat. Sit comfortably with an upright but comfortable posture and close your eyes. Begin to breathe slowly and deeply. And place your attention on how you are feeling, both emotionally and physically. Try not to analyze what you are feeling. Just be in the experience. Acknowledge your emotions in a gentle and loving way. We're not trying to resist or change how we feel here. We're just becoming curious of this feeling of grief for a few moments. Mindfulness also means acceptance of the present moment. Whether that's our mood or what we feel, it's normal to feel grief and sadness. And it's normal to experience it in waves. If it becomes unbearable, steady your mind by bringing your attention to the breath. The physical rising sensations in the chest with the inhale, the falling sensation with the exhale. Don't allow thoughts of helplessness to distract you. Maintain an open awareness of the breath and noticing the feelings of sadness and grief come and go as you leave your attention here for a few moments. And as you sit here watching the breath and each inhale and exhale with an open awareness, it's good to remember that there is no set length of time a person will experience grief. Time doesn't always heal the pain of loss, but it does help lessen it. Patience is an important virtue to remember here. The grieving process takes time. There's no easy way out of the pain and suffering that we endure as a result of losing someone or something. Yet it's important to feel the emotions as they are moving through us rather than avoiding them or burying them. Acting as if we're fine when we're not is how we suppress emotional pain that will later show up as any number of problems down the road. And just continue to place an open awareness over the breath. noticing all the sensations of breathing, the air going through the nose, the air leaving the mouth on the exhale. Again, noticing the steady and calming sensations of the rising and falling of the breath. And as you watch the breath, it's normal for other images and feelings around grief and sadness to come and go. Pain, anger, love, fear, disbelief. Notice these feelings, but don't get caught up in the story of them. Don't get caught up in thinking of them or becoming lost in thought. Just allow them to pass. Allow them to enter your stream of consciousness and allow them to pass on their own. Again, it's important to have some acceptance here. Resistance and trying to add or subtract anything here only creates more suffering. When we have an open awareness of the present moment without any judgment, we can find tranquility and peace. And if it helps to steady your mind and stop it from wandering, you can count the breaths as they pass. The in-breath, 1. The out-breath, 2. Until we reach a count of 10 and start the count over. And if your mind wanders or you become lost in thought, simply start the count over and count the breaths. And notice if you're adding a story to your grief. It's important here to just notice the grief, to just notice the feeling of it, the gravity of it. Where we physically notice it more, all without adding anything to it. All without adding a judgment, examination, or story about it. The story of the grief and sadness is separate from the feeling itself. See if you can truly see and be mindful of this feeling without the story. And again, at any time, if this becomes intense or you get caught up in the story, bring your attention back to the breath. And now, open your eyes. You've just completed the Mindfulness for Grief meditation. Thanks for sitting, and I'll see you in the next practice.